Hello everybody, I'm back with another video in the How to Go Soul Winning series, and today I want to move on to the next point in the gospel presentation, which would be to explain who Jesus is, right? The fact that Jesus was sent to be the savior of the world, and explaining, who Jesus is to the person that you're preaching to, right? So after explaining the fact that we're all sinners and we deserve hell, explain to them that God loves them and he doesn't want them to go to hell. He wants them to be saved, and therefore sent Jesus to be the Savior. Now, here are some good transition verses to use for this. One of the common ones is Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's a good transition verse to go from explaining, hey, we're sinners, we deserve hell, but Jesus died for us in our place, right? That's a good transition verse for that. 1 John 4:14, I'll usually do this one. I'll usually quote not the whole verse, but just the part of the verse where it says, for the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And then 1 Timothy 1:15, where it says that Christ Jesus has come into the world to save sinners, right? So all of these are good to explain why it is that Jesus came. Next, you want to explain who Jesus Christ is, right? So they have to, of course, believe that Jesus is the Christ or the Messiah. Now, most people are not going to dispute with that. The only people, I guess, you would have to really explain that into more detail too is people who are like Jews or people who just have no idea anything about Christianity, but that's going to be rare that you're going to preach to these people anyway. But you also want to establish that Jesus is the Son of God, and also that Jesus is God in the flesh, right? Now, I do think this third one is important. Some people don't really emphasize it, but the thing is, Jesus said in John chapter 8, except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. So you do have to believe in the right Jesus and that the fact that Jesus is God. So again, for most people in the Western world, for most people in like the United States, Canada, the first two, the fact that Jesus is the Christ and that Jesus is the Son of God, are already believed, but it's really the third point that's not as commonly known or believed. So what I usually do is ask questions like, do you believe that Jesus is both man and God? Or do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, right? And don't expect people to just know everything about Jesus. You'd be surprised how many people have heard of Jesus but don't really know the fact that he's the Christ, the Son of God, and God in the flesh, right? Many people even deny or are ignorant of the deity of Christ, and some don't even believe that Jesus is distinct from the Father, right? There have been people who I've preached to who they're not going to like a mobile church or something, but they for some reason think that Jesus and the Father are the same, right? So you want to make that distinction, and because again, they have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. If they think that Jesus is God the Father, then they don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, right? Because if he's the Son, then he's not the Father. It's pretty simple to understand, but you want to make sure to establish that with people, especially people who have never heard of the Trinity or aren't really too familiar with it, right? So here are some verses. If they don't know who Jesus is, or if they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God or God in the flesh, here are some verses that you could use about these things. So John 10:36, that's where Jesus says, I am the Son of God. So it comes out of his own mouth. Mark 1:1, it says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. 2 John 3 is good to establish the distinction between the Father and the Son. Paraphrasing, but I think it says something along the lines of like grace, mercy, and peace unto you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, right? So it tells us of these two different distinct persons, the Father and then the Son of the Father, Jesus Christ, right? Now, here's verses about Jesus being God. Usually, if I ask somebody, do you believe that Jesus is both man or God, both man and God, and they don't believe that, they don't believe in the Trinity or the deity of Christ. Oftentimes the first verse that I will flip to is Hebrews 1:8, where it says, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So I'll point to Hebrews 1:8 and I'll say, see, it says, unto the Son he saith, and I'll ask them, who is the Son? And they say, oh, well, the Son is Jesus. It says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So according to the Bible, who is the Son of God? He's also God in the flesh, right? John 1:1, of course, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 establishes who the Word is, that it's Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father. Romans 5, I don't know why I put Romans 5:8. I think I was thinking of Romans 9:5, which is where it says, of whom concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever, right? So that's a mistake there on the screen. It should say Romans 9:5. But Another verse that establishes that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. So these are very important to establish when you go soul winning. So again, after moving on from sin and hell, say God loves you. He sent Jesus to be your savior. Either quote, one of these three verses that I put on the screen here, and then ask them if they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and if they believe that Jesus is God. If they are ignorant of that or they don't believe it, then show them these scriptures, and hopefully they'll change their mind on that. So before going into the actual gospel itself, it's good to just quickly talk about the life of Jesus, the fact that he was without sin. Usually the verse that I'll quote is Hebrews 4:15, which says that we have not a high priest which could be tempted with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, right? 1 John 3:5 also tells us that Jesus is without sin, and there's some other verses that talk about that as well. So this is probably the point that the least number of people are going to disagree with, right? In the whole gospel presentation, I don't think I've ever told somebody Jesus without sin and then they disagree with that. I think everybody understands that. So this is an easy thing to just, again, transition from explaining who Jesus is to what Jesus did for you to pay for your sins, which I'll talk about in the next video. So thank you, everybody, for watching.